Welcome back to the Steve Gruber Show. So good to have you along for the conversation, right in the middle of the no panic zone. As I've been asking here over the last couple of days, where would you prefer to live, Portland or Seattle? I'm going to give you the choice. Do you want to live in Portland or Seattle? Which do you like the best? My next guest, Dr. John Lott, is here, president of the Crime Prevention Research Center, crimeresearch.org, to find out more. John, welcome back.
Good to talk to you.
What a bizarre situation we have. We have Portland that's been rioting for weeks now, like daily, and yet it was kept out of the news media for the most part. And now that we know that it's going on, we're seeing it. And they're saying, we want no help. In fact, if the Trump administration sends federal troops, we're going to fight back and tell them we don't want that. How incredible. Who would ever want to live in such a place where people are getting shot, killed, businesses being burned down and destroyed? It is baffling to me. And now apparently the attorney general has to defend it as well. Your thoughts?
Yeah, the attorney general is supposed to testify, or is testifying before the House Judiciary Committee. And, you know, it seems like a no-brainer. If I was mayor of one of these cities and there was a possibility of getting help to go and reduce the damage that's being done to the most vulnerable parts of our society. I mean, basically these riots are occurring in heavily poor, heavily black areas. You know, people who are going to be suffering the lasting damage, you know, the businesses that are destroyed, the jobs that are going to be lost, the shopping availability that's going to be taken away from people that live in those areas, you know, the high insurance rates that the companies that try to stay around there are going to have to face in the future. You know, I would ask for the federal government to help if they could. But, you know, Trump is running into trouble just trying to go and protect the federal property. They object to him even doing that. And, you know, I don't know. I mean, it's hard to explain why they seem to want to this occurring. I mean, it's a simple idea. If you want to...
It is. You know, what I find really amazing, you know, I saw a video of one woman kicking a federal officer. She gets arrested. Well, what are you arresting for? I did nothing wrong. I'm just a nice girl from Wisconsin. Well, nice girls from Wisconsin don't get to kick federal agents, you know, and expect to just, that's okay. I mean, who taught these people that this is okay?
Right. Well, I mean, I think their goal is just to delegitimize the police. You know, and I think if they want to go and bring down the country, you know, that's one way to go about doing it. But the thing that strikes me the most is it's just impossible to find Democratic politicians who are willing to criticize the approach that's being taken in these cities. You would think that there'd be at least a couple Democrats someplace, you know, a governor or senators or congressmen or whatever, who'd be willing to go and say, look, we care about the areas of our cities that are being destroyed here. You know, even if you don't want federal help, fine, but at least go and don't have your police stand down. At least make it possible for police to go in there and protect the law-abiding citizens in those areas so that their businesses and jobs aren't destroyed. But yeah, nobody will criticize them. Nobody will say, you know, you just can't handle it this way.
Well, I completely agree, because how could you even function in that situation as a business owner, as a resident? You know, does the federal government not have a responsibility? If the state refuses to take care of these folks, to look after the business, and the number is in the tens of millions for the amount of damage done now to Portland, to Seattle, the federal government has a responsibility to the citizens to protect them. If the local authorities refuse, is that not common sense that the federal government would come in and protect the citizens?
Well, yeah, I'm just saying, I don't understand why you don't have at least a few Democratic politicians going and calling on the mayors and city councils in these cities to shape up. You know, even if they don't want the federal government in there, which I agree with you is strange, but, you know, if they're not doing the job, then somebody has to step in and do the job. But even if they don't want the federal government to do it, just say, look, fine. If you don't want the federal government in there, let the police do their job. Let the police go and protect people.
Absolutely. There's no question. But, you know, these far-left cities are going even a step farther. Dr. John Lott here with us. And what they're doing is saying, well, even local law enforcement, if you help federal law enforcement, we'll make you in violation. I mean, it puts these police officers in a position that they absolutely cannot win. It's absolutely grotesque what they're doing. It's wrong on every level, and it's just sad.
Well, you just had a day or so ago the Seattle police chief making a statement saying that businesses are pretty much on their own.
That's right.
With the restrictions that the city has put on police, she's saying that there's really nothing that they can do, and she doesn't want to put her police officers in danger if they can't really even defend themselves or go and enforce the laws that are there. And so, you know, she's just telling businesses, good luck.
Yeah, you're on your own because we're not going to come, and we're not allowed to use non-lethal methods like tear gas or anything like that. So we can't break up a violent riot. So you are on your own. It's baffling. I'll give you the last word.
Well, you know, one of the bizarre things is if you don't allow police to use non-lethal methods in dealing with criminals, what do you think is going to happen? You're more likely to end up using lethal methods. There's a or not use anything and not get involved. But there's a reason why non-lethal methods were developed, to make it safer for the people that the police are having to deal with there. If police are losing control of a situation and the only thing that they have to fall back on are lethal methods, is that really what you want to hamstring police and make it so that that's the only option that they have?
It appears. Dr. John Lott, enlightening. But this is probably why a lot more people are buying firearms, to say the least. We'll leave the rest until next time. Dr. John Lott, President, Crime Prevention Research Center, crimeresearch.org, to find out more about the peaceful protest.
You can mention my new book.
And the new book is what?
Myth.
Go ahead.
Gun Control Myth. It just came out this last week. I think it's one of my best books.
Gun Control Myth. You can find that as well. There you go, Doctor. Greatly appreciate it. We'll talk soon.
Thank you.
The average construction worker is earning from $16 to more than $30 an hour plus benefits and overtime. And right now, construction workers are in high demand here in Michigan. Fixing the roads, building bridges, commercial projects, and new infrastructure are all part of the big picture. Plus, construction jobs are cool. Find out more about the big opportunities here in Michigan. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Michigan Construction banner. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Michigan Construction banner now. Start building Michigan's future and yours today.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
I'm Rich Studley with the Michigan Chamber. We represent about 5,000 employers who employ over a million Michigan residents. At times like this, employees and employers have questions. We're your trusted source of information. Please visit the Michigan Chamber's website at michamber.com for the timely and accurate information you need to stay in business and to keep Michigan moving forward.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan